The views expressed on the following program are the views of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, their management, their donors, their underwriters, nor their seventh-born sons. Broadcasting from our secret underground studio in Olympia, Washington, it is time for the Thunderbolts. Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day you turned on your radio and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee! All right. This is the Thunderbolt for January 24th, 2020. The news and commentary section for this week's show originally aired on December 2nd, 2016, which was immediately after the Rump had won the election, but before he had actually taken office. An interesting time. So we'll get to the show in just a minute, but first I have a very important public service announcement. Hey, ladies, what with our new president grabbing every pussy in sight, we need to start taking extra steps to protect you women folk. Well, I am proud to introduce to you the very latest in passive-aggressive pussy protection technology. It is my very great honor to present to you the Ronco Pussy Protector! Yes, ladies, with the patented Pussy Protector technology, you simply wear the Pussy Protector like you would any regular pair of panties. But should any unwanted or unwarranted hands start wandering around in areas where they don't belong, then the Ronco Pussy Protector will zap the intruder with 120 volts of pure electrical disincentive. Yes, ladies, you can then smile in satisfaction as you watch some twisted misogynistic pervert, such as our new president, for instance, uncontrollably writhing on the ground as a powerful jolt of whoopee courses through his disgusting body. And for a limited time only, new customers will receive absolutely free the Ronco Full Protection Package, which includes the patented Ronco Ass Protector feature. Think of it. Now you can simply wear the Ronco Pussy Protector with our full protection package, and suddenly you will be able to attend White House events and diplomatic soirees with the confidence of knowing that your private parts are fully protected from our president's stubby little fingers and or any of those greasy little ass-grabbing Saudi princes. This is a limited time offer, so order now. Batteries not included. Oh, hi, son. Well, hey, Grandpa. How's things hanging? Well, I've been on vacation at a secret undisclosed location where there was no internet or cell phones or microphones or hairy monsters mounted on unicorns spreading fear and loathing. And I just got back. So WTF just happened? Well, it would seem that America has just replaced its brain with an asshole.
Oh.
As for myself, I just placed a copy of The Scream by Edvard Munch as my desktop background. It makes me feel as if I'm not quite so alone now. With the election of Donald Trump, stock prices for all of the military contractors and for all of the private prison companies took off like rockets. Evidently, they are anticipating lots of new wars and lots of new prisoners. And speaking of Donald Trump, I hate even saying that mofo's name. Thus, from this point forward, it will be the official Thunderbolt policy to refer to our new president as the Rump. So let us consider Hillary Clinton now. She just lost an election to a perverted, racist, misogynistic buffoon. I can almost feel a twinge of sympathy for her now. I am finding it highly amusing to watch the media machine trying to normalize the fact that Donald Trump is going to be the next president. Especially since the Rump represents a monster that they were largely responsible for creating. They're being forced to actually take such a reality seriously now, since it actually is a reality. As hard as that is to believe, they're being forced to solemnly intone all of the crazy things that are happening around this transition without cracking a smile or interrupting their broadcast by exclaiming in disbelief, "Are you King me?" The phrase "falling all over themselves" comes to mind. I am also finding it highly amusing reading about and listening to everyone trying to figure out what the Rump is actually going to do, when no one has the slightest clue what he is actually going to do. I suspect that he is going to pull an Obama, i.e. he ran as a populist, but as soon as he takes office, he will start bowing down before Wall Street's golden calf. But I suspect that my guess is as worthless as anyone else's at this point, as the Rump doesn't seem to do much of anything in a conventional manner. I am also finding it highly amusing when I hear lefties take one of the few things that the Rump says that isn't utterly reprehensible and then use that as evidence to indicate that maybe he isn't so bad after all. Yes. So desperate are these lefties to just continue with their normal lives of blindly following a leader over the cliff that even as white supremacists, fascists, religious fundamentalists, and in the case of Sarah Palin, brain-dead idiots, even as this criminal gang of psychotic lunatics take positions of true power in the most powerful empire in human history, I actually read several posts from lefties trying to maintain that maybe the rump isn't so bad after all, since he said that he doesn't have a problem with gays in the military. Go ahead and take a break for a minute now while your head explodes. I know I did. Yeah, you lefties. Tell that to the millions of families that the rump is about to destroy. I am sure that as the children watch stormtroopers loading their parents onto boxcars, that they will take great comfort in the knowledge that some of those stormtroopers are gay. And get this. It is going to be someone's job to physically hand over America's nuclear codes to the rump. And I can guarantee you that this will be done by a stiff, unsmiling, no-nonsense military lifer who places life and death importance upon his responsibilities to protect his country. And can you imagine what this guy is going to be thinking? Look at the bright side. Think of how awesome life is now going to be for the misogynistic white male slave master demographic. True, it's gonna pretty monumentally suck for the rest of us. But can't we put aside our sour grapes for a minute and at least be happy for them?
The last woman who lived there was actually scared to death by a monster.
Are you talking about your house at Dragstrip Hollow?
Precisely. I myself have heard the rattling of chains there. Weird moans, terrible noises.
Well, here's another good thing about the election outcome. Already, liberals are recovering from their 8-year somnambulistic Obama trance. Yes, kids. The left is finally getting off its ass and taking back to the streets. And since taking to the streets is the only thing that ever actually changes anything, then I find this to be joyous news. Now, had Mrs. Clinton won, on the other hand, I am quite sure the left would have just gone back to sleep again. Business as usual would have continued as usual. We would carry on with our endless interventionist wars. And with the endless murder of little kids with remote control robots. And with the endless mass surveillance police state crap. And with Wall Street's endless looting of our treasury. All of that would have just continued with the active cooperation of our government in general and of our president in particular. Now, with the horror of a president rump facing us, the left is taking to the streets again. Yippee! Another source of lemonade. In spite of numerous disasters on the federal level, a lot of very good things happened in numerous local races, both here in Washington and in numerous other states as well. So, yes, son. I have already figured out that during the short period of time that I was away, the whole goddamn world just fell apart. But you still have not answered my question. WTF just happened. Oh boy, okay, Grandpa. You do understand, though, that in order to explain all this, I must take you deep into the mind of Donald Trump. I know, the mere thought is horrific, but we must deal with the fact that he is what he is, and that he is where he is. So we must be strong now, my brothers and sisters. This is one of those times when we need to take one for the team by stepping upon paths, non-psychopaths, fear to tread.
Natural law is predictable and clear, but not here. Step into the mystery spot. You, sir, and you, ma'am. It's all inside.
I am evidently something of an expert on WTF just happened. Seeing as how I've been surfing the web and asking around for a long time now, and as far as I can tell, I am the only left-leaning commentator on the entire freaking internet that was able to figure out beforehand that Donald Trump was going to win.
Come along and dance, dance, dance. Come along and dance to the mystery spot polka. Scientific evidence can explain a dance. It's called the mystery spot polka. Poltergeist of polka, guys. Let the spirits rise, supernatural as can be. Come along and dance, dance, dance. Feels as if the house repealed the laws of.
This kind of stuff is not really all that hard to figure out if you have enough data. And there is a vital data point that nearly everyone seems to be missing. Now, I haven't been talking about this for a long time because I have been assuming that everyone already knew about it, but I am discovering that actually hardly anyone knows about it. Or that no one who used to know about it still remembers it.
Come along and dance, dance, dance. Come along and dance to the mystery spot polka. Come along and play the game, a deed without a name. Call the mystery spot polka. Mysteries will be revealed. Wheel within a wheel in a machinery of grace. Every spot's a mystery spot. Planet Earth's a polka dot is spinning outer space.
Every president that has been elected since the year 2000 has been chosen by a few rigged voting machines in a few key states. This is a thoroughly documented and indisputable fact that is completely ignored by the media.
Sway to the egress, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your kind attention. Watch your step, please.
And ignored by the Republicans. And ignored by the Democrats. And ignored by everyone. If y'all care to see the information and the documentation about the rigged voting machines, you can go to blackboxvoting.org. A lady named Bev Harris has been digging up stuff on this stuff for over 10 years now. Check her out.
I, Volinava, to play Romane music for all Moživoti.
And so, you may ask, if they can control the outcome in the key states,
Romane music,
then why do they even bother trying to influence voters at all? Why go to the not insignificant effort of passing laws that disenfranchise voters of colors and purging voters of color from the voter rolls? And why bother with having James Comey firebombing Hillary Clinton's campaign? Well, I would answer, the rigged voting machines are a frigging gold mine. And they don't want to kill that golden goose. And so, they use their magic very preservedly.
Koshukar Fekfentiajen, Koromano Radio, Romanistan.
They absolutely, positively do not want anyone to start questioning or investigating anything. Especially since it would seem that no one is even talking about the rigged voting machines anymore. And if they make it blatantly obvious that the reported election results do not even remotely resemble actual reality, then someone is much more likely to start asking such questions. The bottom line is this. Whoever controls the voting machines ultimately controls the election. Voters only needed to provide a scrim of legitimacy to their scam. I'm pretty sure Trump got some kind of nasty last-minute deal with the powers that should not be. And then those powers had James Comey throw Clinton under the bus so that they could significantly tip the scales toward Trump. And then the voting machines took care of the rest.
Romane music.
So that is WTF just happened. So tell me, son, if this here's a political show, then why do you tell such bad jokes all the time? You are seriously asking me why I joke? Would you like me to answer you with a joke? Or would you like me to be serious? I joke because the alternative is to start beating my head against the wall and shouting incomprehensible gibberish. And people often become upset when I start doing things like that. Though now that I think about it, they often do not seem overly pleased with my jokes either. I I will now make a number of Omni Record commitments to you, my loyal Thunderbolt listeners. I will never try to steer you toward a particular point of view, except when I do. I will never resort to crass emotional appeals, except when I do. I will never slant my reportage to benefit or denigrate any particular special interest, except when I do. I will never indulge in arbitrary polysyllabic sesquipedalianism just to try to impress you with the fact that I know how to say that. The exception to that rule will be when I tell you that I would never indulge in arbitrary polysyllabic sesquipedalianism, because by the mere act of telling you that I would never indulge in arbitrary polysyllabic sesquipedalianism, I am engaging in arbitrary polysyllabic sesquipedalianism. In addition, I will always strive to uncover the richest ironies. Always. And I will always present the facts as best I know them. Always. Oh, how sweet. I think I'm going to cry now. Really? And another commitment I will make is to be right back with more Thunderbolts after a quick station break. The views expressed on the Thunderbolt are my views, and no one else's. Those views do not necessarily reflect the views of any of the stations that air the Thunderbolt, nor anybody that has anything to do with any of those stations. And now, back to the Thunderbolt. Trump's election was not only an utter rejection of the status quo, it was an utter rejection of the corporate media as well. And that can't be all bad. At first, the media could not get enough of the rump. He was pretty much on the air everywhere all the time, totally overshadowing everyone else. Bernie Sanders was giving a speech, and rather than covering his speech, the media instead covered an empty podium where the rump was supposed to be speaking sometime soon. Then, when the rump actually won the nomination, in spite of massive voting machine manipulation, the establishment freed. I am convinced that that was not supposed to happen. From that point forward, debunking the rump became a full-time occupation, not only for Clinton partisans, but also for numerous prominent Republicans and for the media machine as a whole. Denunciation after deprecation, followed by censure and reprimand, flooded the airwaves in a never-ceasing torrent. All of it pointing out what a very bad person the rump was. True, he fully deserved every bit of it and then some. But the point is that the corporate media blatantly did everything they could to sabotage his run. Yet the public not only just gave Hillary Clinton and the Democrats a big middle finger, but that finger was also aimed directly at both the traditional Republican establishment and toward the media machine as well. And that can't be all bad. There are many who maintain that Bernie Sanders would have won the election had he not been robbed of his nomination. All things being equal, I suspect that is probably true. The problem is, all things are being very unequal.
No guts, no blood, no brains at all. No guts, no blood, no brains at all. No guts, no blood, no brains at all. No guts, no blood, no brains at all.
I can absolutely guarantee you that the powers that should not be would never have allowed Bernie Sanders anywhere near the White House. Even in the highly unlikely event he did manage to get there without being blackmailed or killed, the fact is that Bernie does not play well with others, and he would face a united wall of opposition from Wall Street, the Pentagon, Israel, the Republicans, the Democrats, every shill lawyer in the world, every mercenary in the world, every corrupt dictator in the world, and everyone else who is anyone at all, anywhere at all. And Bernie would have needed all the friends in high places that he does not have. He can have a home and heat in a heartbeat. He'll go messing with a this is doubly true due to the fact that I suspect all the liberals would prepute a form and go back to sleep, blindly trusting their new hero to take care of their business for them so that they don't have to actually do anything. The Clinton bots maintained that Mrs. Clinton had the experience and the connections to be an effective president, and that the Rump was completely unqualified because he did not have any of those things. Yes, indeed. Mrs. Clinton did have lots of experience, such as incinerating vast swaths of the planet with fire and creating millions of refugees. Mrs. Clinton has all the inside connections, and she knows where all the levers are and where all the skeletons are buried. And those attributes would indeed have made her a much more efficient warmongering fascist than the Rump could ever dream of being. All of which is exactly what made her so incredibly dangerous. Mrs. Clinton was representing business as usual, and we need to implement radical change 20 years ago. And the only thing that ever brings radical change is mass movements on the streets. Especially with Americans, it would appear that the only thing that will bring mass movements on the streets is a crisis. Well, we now have a crisis, and I've been watching videos of massive protests that are already breaking out all over the country, and the guy has not even taken office yet. I highly suspect that the Rump is going to prove to be even worse than everyone already is expecting him to be. And as I have often mentioned in the past, fascists usually have a habit of pushing things way too far and freaking everyone out. And I suspect that this will be especially true in the Rump's administration, since I suspect that the Rump is going to turn the actual work of his presidency over to a bunch of psychopathic lunatics while he spends his time playing golf and grabbing pussies. And what all of this means is that the left is finally gonna get off its collective ass and get back out into the streets again, which is exactly where they belong. Now that I have digested recent events, I think that I am actually about as well pleased with this outcome as was probably possible under these fucked up circumstances. It's time to get to work now. And thus ends part one of the Thunderbolt, Why You Should Be Upset. Next comes part two, What Can Be Done About It. Across Cascadia, the masses are arising in response to
the Olympia Action Alert
for the week of January 25th to February 1st, 2020.
All right. It's time to get out whatever you use to record information, because here we go. Our first event is later this morning. In fact, you've already missed it if you're listening to Free Radio Olympia. This is a workshop on igniting engagement with your union. This will be Saturday, January 25th, 9 a.m. to noon at the Washington State Labor Council. And that's at 906 Columbia Street Southwest. This event was organized by the Thurston Lewis Mason Central Labor Council, and here's their message. This is what you will learn at this workshop. How can we impart the value of a union membership to new employees? How do we inspire seasoned dues-paying members to step up as leaders? How do we create and maintain a union-positive culture in the workplace? So again, this is a workshop on igniting engagement with your union, Saturday, January 25th, 9 a.m. to noon, at the Washington State Labor Council, 906 Columbia Street Southwest. And then, following that at noon today, we have a No War with Iran rally. This will be at noon at Heritage Park. That's on the corner of 4th and Water Streets downtown. This event was organized by the Olympia Anti-Intervention Coalition, the Olympia Movement for Justice's Peace, and Economics for Everyone. And this is their message. This is a No War with Iran rally. This is an international day of action calling for no war with Iran, endorsed by Code Pink and other national organizations. Please mobilize your groups and friends and family to attend this rally to stop another war for oil that feeds the climate crisis and stand in solidarity with Iranian immigrants and Iranian American citizens who are being harassed, and to support money for housing and other human needs rather than for war. I have a whole bunch of links to a whole bunch of information here, but no other contact information. There's a Facebook event for this. So again, this is a No War with Iran rally, Saturday, January 25th, later today, at Heritage Park on the corner of 4th and Water Streets. If you're listening on Fro, you can probably get down there right now. Yes, and now we go to Monday, January 27th. It's Civil Survival Advocacy Day. This will be from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Washington State Capitol, 416 Sid Snyder Avenue, Southwest. And Snyder is spelled with a Y. This event was organized by the Civil Survival Project, and this is their message. People will be signing up to meet and talk with their elected officials about legislative bills that affect them and their families. This event is our first Civil Survival Advocacy Day. We will also be supporting Statewide Poverty Actions Lobby Day, January 20th. And I have a phone number here, a Seattle number, 206-602-3463. Again, that's 602-3463, area code 206. And their website is civilsurvival.org. So again, this is Civil Survival Advocacy Day, Monday, January 27th, 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Washington State Capitol, 416 Sid Snyder Avenue, Southwest. Also on Monday, January 27th, we have the January Olympia Surge General Meeting for 2020. This will be from 6 to 8 p.m. at the United Churches of Olympia. That's at 110 11th Avenue Southeast. This event was organized by Olympia Standing Up for Racial Justice, and this is their message. We have a monthly general meeting that is open to the public on the fourth Monday of the month from 6 to 8, with a newcomers core values meeting from 5:30 p.m. to 6. Tonight, Sarah from Surge National will be visiting to get us plugged in nationally and to help us map out a strategic plan for the coming year. Surge is a national network of groups and individuals working to undermine white supremacy and to work towards racial justice. Through community organizing, mobilizing, and education, Surge moves white people to act as part of a multiracial majority for justice with passion and accountability. The United Churches of Olympia is on bus routes 12, 13, and 68. There are parking lots in front of and behind the church. There is also off-street parking behind the church. The building has a ramp and ADA-compliant restrooms. Enter at the main doors on 11th Avenue. There are no stairs. The meeting is on the main floor. Our monthly meetings have snacks provided thanks to the ongoing support of the Olympia Food Co-op. Child care is provided for this meeting. If you need child care or for any other information, please email us at olympiasurge@gmail.com. So again, this is the January Olympia Surge General Meeting 2020, Monday, January 27th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the United Churches of Olympia, 110 11th Avenue Southeast. All right, now we go to tomorrow, Sunday, January 26th. It's the January Assembly of the Sunday Assembly Olympia. This will be from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Equal Latin Restaurant and Bar, and that's at 520 4th Avenue East. This event was organized by the Sunday Assembly Olympia, and this is their message. People will be joining us for our monthly assembly, where we build community together while finding new ways to live better, help often, and wonder more. Our January theme will be government and politics. So people will be joining us as we kick off the new year with some delicious food, lively conversation, and great friends. So again, this is the January Assembly of the Sunday Assembly Olympia, Sunday, January 26th, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Equal Latin Restaurant and Bar, 520 4th Avenue East. Now we go to Tuesday, January 28th. This is Evergreen Talks, from Forest Commons to Carbon Commodities. This will be from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the historic Lord Mansion and Coach House at 211 21st Avenue Southwest. This event was organized by the historic Lord Mansion and Coach House, and this is their message. The Evergreen Talks Speaker Series, from Forest Commons to Carbon Commodities, we will have lessons from REDD Plus in Nepal Lecture by Shangri-La Joshi, a member of the Evergreen faculty. For information, I have a phone number, 360-918-4694. Again, that's 918-4694. And email is lordmansion@evergreen.edu. So again, this is Evergreen Talks, from Forest Commons to Carbon Commodities, Tuesday, January 28th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the historic Lord Mansion and Coach House, 211 21st Avenue, Southwest. All right, next we have Wednesday, January 29th. It's Uprisings in Chile and Colombia. This will be from 7 to 9 p.m. at New Traditions Cafe, 300 5th Avenue Southwest. This event was organized by Economics for Everyone Olympia, and this is their message. 2019 has been a year of uprisings. Uprisings against authoritarianism, austerity, and corruption. From Iraq to Iran, Algeria to Sudan, Lebanon to Hong Kong, Puerto Rico, Ecuador, and the rest of Latin America, right-wing governments are being challenged by this political mobilization. Our speakers will include Francesca Gomez Baeza, B-A-E-Z-A, a Ph.D. student at the University of Washington who is active in social movements in Chile. We'll also have Felipe Lagos Rojas, a Chilean researcher at the International Institute for Philosophy and Social Studies and an instructor at Seattle Central College. We'll also have Yule Gamboa, G-A-M-B-O-A, an international solidarity activist who grew up in Colombia. Again, website's the only contact information I see here. That's Economics for Everyone Olympia, all one word, .weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y, .com. So again, this is Uprisings in Chile and Colombia, Wednesday, January 29th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at New Traditions Cafe, 300 Fifth Avenue Southwest. Now we go to Friday, January 31st. It's Youth Advocacy Day. This will be from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at a location to be announced. This event was organized by the Mockingbird Society, and this is their message. People will be joining more than 300 youth advocates and adult supporters in Olympia on Friday as we raise a unified voice in support of the Mockingbird Society's 2020 advocacy agenda. Help us transform foster care and end youth homelessness by sharing with policymakers about why these issues are important to you. Youth Advocacy Day is part of the last phase of Mockingbird's advocacy cycle. Breakfast and lunch provided, youth and young adults with lived experience of homelessness and or foster care and adult allies and supporters are encouraged to join us. Any questions about Youth Advocacy Day can contact Isaac Sanders, Isaac at mockingbirdsociety.org. So again, this is Youth Advocacy Day with the Mockingbird Society, Friday, January 31st, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at a location to be announced. And that's it for the calendar this week. And that's it for the show this week. Hope to see you next week. I love making these. I hope you love listening. The Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. Neither the stations that air the Thunderbolt, their sponsors, their members, their underwriters, nor anyone else that has much to do with anything else in any way, is responsible for the content of the Thunderbolt, nor do they necessarily agree with the views expressed on the Thunderbolt. If you have any comments, or if you wish to express an opposing opinion, you should send an email to dana98501@gmail.com and we will make arrangements. And I hope that you have a day. And please note that the Thunderbolt is on Facebook, where you can find links to the show and to the show notes, or you can now go directly to the Thunderbolt WordPress site, which is at dana98501.wordpress.com. Thank you very much.